from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson, and this is the California Report. Those upset over the election and early actions of President Donald Trump have repeatedly taken to the streets and flooded the U.S. Capitol with phone calls. Now they have a new target: congressional town halls. KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr attended one this weekend north of Sacramento.
I'm standing outside the Tower Theater in Roseville, California, where hundreds of people have turned out for a town hall with Republican Congressman Tom McClintock. Many here appear to be protesting, holding signs saying things like "no Muslim ban, no war in Iran, protect Social Security, and build bridges, not walls."
McClintock was met with a hostile crowd inside his town hall, too. He was just reelected to his seat with 63% of the vote. 54% of the district voted for President Donald Trump. But you wouldn't know it from the crowd who faced him. McClintock was inundated with questions ranging from his support for a border wall to how he would help impeach Trump.
I understand you do not like Donald Trump. I sympathize with you. There have been elections where our side has lost.
The crowd demanded to talk about issues like health care. David Emerson said his wife has a heart condition and they couldn't afford her medication without the Affordable Care Act.
If you vote to cancel the ACA and you see her name in an obituary, shame on you.
Yeah.
McClintock responded the ACA must be replaced with something that is better for the majority of users. The mood remained tense throughout the 60-minute session. When it was over, McClintock was surrounded by police officers and escorted to a waiting car while protesters chanted. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Volunteers in cities across California are tallying numbers of their region's homeless population. Results of recent counts are required by the federal government and tied to the amount of federal dollars a city receives to combat homelessness. Homeless advocates in L.A., San Francisco, and other cities are watching closely to see if President Trump's selection to run the nation's housing department will help or hurt their efforts to curb this persistent problem. More from the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
President Trump's choice to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development has no experience in housing or in homeless services. But Dr. Ben Carson says, as a neurosurgeon and pediatrician, he saw firsthand the devastating health impacts of homelessness and substandard housing. At a Senate subcommittee confirmation hearing, the 65-year-old Republican expressed support for homeless programs that emphasize housing first.
You know, I know of one individual who was chronically homeless and having a very difficult time, who through that program not only became employed, but was able to purchase their own home. Those are programs that we will study carefully, see how we can take those lessons and multiply them across the nation.
A housing first philosophy is what guides homeless reduction strategies in big cities like LA and San Francisco, where homelessness is on the rise. In any given year, tens of millions of dollars of HUD money flows through LA County's homeless authority to scores of nonprofit programs aimed at getting people into supportive housing and into drug rehab, job training, and other services.
We wouldn't want to see homelessness get worse.
Mike Alvidrez is head of the Skid Row Housing Trust, which operates a number of large, modern, permanent supportive housing projects across Los Angeles.
Well, we hope that there's a recognition that the federal government has an important role to play, primarily in terms of the rental subsidies that are required to be available to help pay for the operating costs of a building that houses homeless folks.
The homeless and those at risk of being homeless may have reason for concern. Ben Carson is generally critical of social welfare programs that he sees as trapping people in a cycle of dependence. On KQED's Forum program, San Francisco's chief of homeless services, Jeff Kaczynski, expressed some ambivalence over Carson's nomination. A significant portion of San Francisco's roughly $250,000 a year homeless budget comes from HUD. But Kaczynski says his team is working on contingency plans should there be any significant cut in that funding.
You know, we can never rely on federal and state and even local funding. We all always need to be careful in our planning and our thinking about this.
Kaczynski expressed faith in HUD staff that will likely stay on in a new administration and in longstanding federal housing initiatives.
And I'm hopeful that these programs are going to continue because HUD has been very successful in this particular area. And I hope that Ben Carson will recognize that and not knock the country off of what I think has been a pretty positive trajectory around homelessness.
At his Senate confirmation hearing a couple of weeks ago, Carson was vague on whether he aimed to slash the HUD budget or redirect how money is spent. But in a style befitting a Donald Trump nominee, he pledged to create a housing plan that's world class.
And I want to convince you all that this is what we need to do. I don't know what that number is going to be, quite frankly. It might be more, it might be less. But it will be what is required to accomplish what we need to do.
A bipartisan Senate committee confirmed Carson's appointment as the nation's new housing chief. The nomination now goes before the Republican-controlled Senate for a final vote. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And finally today, a correction. In our story Friday about legal remedies for immigrants with criminal histories, we used the wrong bill number to describe some state legislation aimed at helping these immigrants get legal assistance. In fact, Assembly Bill 3 is the number of a new bill that would fund immigration training for public defenders.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Monday, February 6th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great day.